Welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio. Above, down, and inside out, the principled chiropractic fundamental. Now, there are several key words in that title, key concept that makes what chiropractors do different than other healthcare professionals. Above, down. Now, the cornerstone of my personal life, my existence, of everything I do, is the knowledge that God does exist, that He is present, active, and interested in everything I do. He created everything and is in charge. He created things with purpose in their design and intelligence in their function, including me. Therefore, everything we have comes from Him down to us. Above, down. This, on a more specific chiropractic level, also applies to the belief that the brain is the control and balance system of the entire body. God's design. Again, above, down, as the brain is at the top of the body in us humans. Inside out. Within us lies the design and the purpose God placed there to function in certain ways, controlling the systems, balancing the body's functions, dealing with all the stressors we put into and onto and around our persons on a continual basis. Therefore, that design is expressed from the inside to the outside, from the design to the function, inside out. On the practical application of this, chiropractors understand that we do nothing to the body. All we do is unrestrict or free up the design to do what it was intended to do in the first place. Any chiropractor that thinks she or he heals is operating in an outside-in mode. Here's a logical test for you. If I do the same thing on you as I do on a cadaver, what have I actually done? If I've moved a bone or released a joint function or whatever you want to call it in you, I have done nothing to affect the healing to take place. All I've done is unrestrict the flow, uncompromise the communication channels for the control system to do its job. How do I know? The same exact procedure on the cadaver has no effect whatsoever. Why? The control system has already left the body in the cadaver. If it did have an effect, that means that the cadaver would stand up and walk and come back to life, which you know is really not going to happen. And here's an analogy for you. You have two hoses hooked up to the spigot. There's a big rock on each hose. I do the same procedure on each hose, which is remove the rock. What takes place? The answer depends on if the water was turned on or not to begin with. If the water was on, then water will come out of the hose. I only unrestricted the flow. I did not cause the flow. If the water is off, no matter what my methods are, the water will not flow. And the last term that may be controversial is principled chiropractic. And this is where people get their feelings hurt. Just calling what I do principled seems to automatically call anyone not doing what I do unprincipled. And that simply is not the case. It comes down to the definition of our profession. There are 33 principles of chiropractic that are well defined by our founding fathers of chiropractic. If you follow them in your practice, in your methods, in your techniques, it really doesn't matter what technique you do. What matters is what you think is going on, how you portray it, and all of this will affect you in unmeasurable ways. So in conclusion, this little discourse was very helpful to me to put down on e-paper on my personal blog as well as here in sound. And I hope that you found something that will help you out on your thinking, no matter what you do, where you do it, or why you do it. Now let me leave you with this thought. What is your stated principle? Are you acting on it or just spouting it? Are you hearers of the word or doers? Thanks for listening. All right, boys and girls, now for principles 6 through 14 of the 33 principles of chiropractic. Number 6 is titled The Triune of Organization. It reads, any organized structure is a triunity having three necessary factors, intelligence, matter, and the force which unites them. Number 7 reads, the amount of intelligence in matter. The amount of intelligence for any given amount of matter is 100% and is always proportional to its requirements. Number 8, the function of intelligence. The function of intelligence is to create force. Number 9, the amount of force created by intelligence. The amount of force created by intelligence is always 100%. Number 10, the function of force. The function of force is to unite intelligence and matter. Number 11, the function of matter. The function of matter is to express force. Number 12, the character of universal forces. The forces of universal intelligence are manifested as physical laws, are unswerving and unadapted, and have no solicitude for the structures in which they work. Intelligence in both organic and inorganic matter. Universal intelligence gives force to both organic and inorganic matter. Number 14 we'll cover at the end. Basically, 6 through 8 are talking about how matter, intelligence, and force interact with each other. Any organized structure has all three factors. Intelligence, which is the design, matter, which is what it's made up of, and then force is how it moves. Number 7 principle talks about the amount of intelligence in matter. Since matter by its very nature is organized and structured, the precept says the amount of intelligence is always 100% in matter. And when matter works or expresses force, it's always 100% proportional to what's required. So you have these first 4, actually 6, 7, 8, and 9 talk about the interaction of force, intelligence, and matter. And they all go hand in hand, and they're all 100% intertwined with each other. There's no one of these things that exists by itself. 10, 11, 12, and 13 talk about the function of these three entities. Number 10 talks about the function of force. And the function of force is to unite both intelligence and matter together. Because force is moving matter, but it has to know where it needs to be moved, which is where intelligence comes into it. So you have 100% of the intelligence in the object and 100% of the matter in the object expressing 100% of the force. Which goes right into number 11, the function of matter, which is to express force. The character of universal forces is that intelligence manifests itself through these forces, through matter, in what we call physical laws or physiological laws or whatever you want to call it. Gravity would be considered universal force. Electric forces would be considered universal forces. And these laws are unswerving, they're unadapted, and have no solicitude for the structures in which they work. Now, to be quite honest, solicitude is one of those words we don't use anymore, but back in the 1890s, early 1900s, they had a little bit different vocabulary than we do now. So if you look up solicitude, it actually means a concern for. So if we take this apart, forces working through physical laws, which aren't changeable, which don't adapt to whatever the situation is, they really don't care what structures they work through. If you think about gravity, it doesn't care whether they work on an apple or a Mac, a Caterpillar, or a John Deere. It really doesn't matter to gravity what it works on. The last one of this set here before we go on to the final of the universal principles is intelligence in both organic and inorganic matter. According to all we've just talked about, force, intelligence, and matter, it doesn't matter whether it's organic or inorganic, whether it's living, whether it's not living, whether it's dirt or rocks or trees or people, there's universal intelligence gives force to both organic and inorganic matter. Now, all of that leads up to universal principle number 14. That is what we work on as chiropractors. There can be interference with transmission of universal forces. That's number 14. It reads, there can be interference with the transmission of universal forces. It's really simple, it's straightforward. The title is exactly the same as the definition. If we can understand that God created things, these things have intelligence because there's design, they're made up of matter. Those three work together, intelligence, matter, and force. And when you have all of those expressing themselves fully in each other, there can be interference with the transmission of those universal forces into intelligence and matter. So, that's number 6 through 14 of the 33 chiropractic principles. I'm going to cut it off here today. When we come back, we're going to cover some of the biological principles of the 33 principles, and then we're going to wrap it all up. And hopefully, we'll get this covered so you can review this at your leisure. Hopefully, I haven't messed it up too bad. Anyway, keep rocking it. This is Dwayne Hoskins, chiropractor for Rock Radio. Keep rocking it, dude.